Hello, everyone, and welcome to our first podcast. This is Chris Hunt, the co-founder and co-national director of scouting for NLI Scouting. Today, we're going to introduce you to who is NLI Scouting and why we are different than everyone else. We're a scouting company based out of Florida. We're staffed with many scouts who work in the sports of baseball, girls basketball, and football at this time. We identify projectable high school student athletes, and we use our relationships with college coaches in the sports that we work to get our prospects in front of those connections to get legitimate looks and ultimately get offers at schools that are realistic for the prospect and are also the right fit for that prospect, both on and off the field or on and off the court. Why are we different than most companies? Unfortunately, a lot of people have stereotypes about quote-unquote recruiting companies, and some of those stereotypes are justified. I want to emphasize that we are not a recruiting company. We're a scouting company. We don't work in a cubicle wearing a suit and tie with no sports-specific experience and tell prospects and families that we'll create an online profile for you that will get you recruited to play the sport that you love at the next level. Online profiles don't get you recruited. Relationships do. Just like in other aspects of life, recruiting is similar in the fact that a lot of times it's not what you know, it's who you know. Relationships make a big difference, and we have those relationships with the people on board with us as scouts. Why are we different than other companies? Well, number one, again, we're a scouting company. We're not a recruiting company. We hire sport-specific scouts who have to have the resume and the experience to back up the fact that they are working as a scout with NLI Scouting. We have former college players on board as scouts, former high school and college coaches on board, former professional players, and current junior college coaches on board as scouts. That makes a big difference, guys. We know the sport that we work, and we have many relationships at all different levels, ranging from the junior college level up to the Power 5 D1 level. It's a big difference. We're at events. You will physically see us there. We are scouts. We go to showcases. We go to tournaments. We go to practices. We do one-on-one workouts with prospects who reach out to us, asking us to evaluate them to see if they're projectable. We're not a cookie-cutter company in the sense that if you contact us and say, hey, I want to be an NLI prospect, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be a prospect with us. You have to be projectable. You have to have the skill set in our eyes to be an NLI scouting prospect. We do not work with student athletes who do not have the projectable skill set to play at the next level. This is our career. This is what we do for a living. And our reputations with parents, coaches, prospects, and most importantly, college coaches, is our bread and butter. And we're not going to tarnish that by working with a kid who does not have a shot to play at the next level. You got to remember, there's hundreds of thousands of high school student athletes out there, and less than 10% of high school student athletes go on to play at the collegiate level. So obviously not everyone is projectable, and we have to determine that by evaluating them through video, one-on-one workouts, seeing them at events, what have you. We are brutally honest. We're very black and white with prospects, families, coaches, and of course college coaches. We are not going to tell you something that's not true. Again, our reputation is everything, and we're not going to tarnish that. The other difference with our company is that with prospects that become an NLI scouting prospect, we get them personally involved in the process. They're as involved in this recruiting process as we are. Because at the end of the day, a college coach is not recruiting us, they're recruiting the prospect. We teach the prospect to take ownership of his or her recruiting process. We teach them how to communicate with coaches on the phone when it gets to that point in the recruiting process. We teach them about the recruiting process, what kind of phases are involved in it, and where they may be in that process now. We teach them how to effectively communicate with college coaches through email. We stress the importance of keeping a clean social media presence. You got to remember, when you're being recruited at the next level as a prospect, you're basically in a 24/7, 365-day-a-year interview process. Everything you do is being scrutinized. A college coach is more looking at reasons not to recruit you than to recruit you. What they do, they also do for a living. A college coach, that's his or her career, and they're not going to put that in jeopardy by offering a prospect who may have questionable character issues or a negative social media image that's going to negatively affect that coach and that particular college. It's just not going to happen. So we're personally involved in educating the prospect on the do's and don'ts that are going to positively affect his or her recruiting experience. We also have partnered with different companies to further establish this positive identity that we want to create for every prospect. We recently partnered with a company based out of Texas called OTF Performance Coaching. Feel free to look them up at otfperformancecoaching.com. We're very excited about that partnership with them. They teach kids that their character, their communication skills are vital, not only in the recruiting process, but as a life skill also. They provide workshops, seminars, one-on-one coaching. And it doesn't matter if you live in New York as a prospect or Hawaii or Florida, whatever the case might be. Technology makes the world a small place now. And OTF Performance Coaching is able to deliver the services provided through online seminars and one-on-one coaching also, and obviously in person if you live in the area where they reside. Those are some of the key points of why we are different, and we continue to bring on high-quality scouts, and we're at events all the time. Like today is Friday, October 5th, and our baseball team is at the WWBA Underclass World Championships in Fort Myers, Florida for baseball. We were with many college coaches yesterday who are really good friends with us, and we ascertain information of what they're looking for in upcoming recruiting classes, and we also get our prospects that we currently work with who are at the tournament looked at by realistic schools who are at the event. That's what we're all about in a nutshell, guys. We're going to continue to put out podcasts about information on the recruiting process. We'll do interviews with current college coaches to give you an insider look at what they're looking for. And please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we'll see you out there soon. Bye. Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Chris Hunt, co-founder and co-national director of NLI Scouting. Today, we have Jimmy Carenti, an assistant coach at Barry University in Miami Shores, Florida, a D2 school in the Sunshine State Conference. Hey, good morning, Jimmy. How you doing?
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Good. I just wanted to ask you a few questions today, basically about the level of competition at the D2 level, particularly in Florida, and just different things. In a prospect, but first, can you just tell me a little about yourself and your playing and coaching experience?
Absolutely. Out of high school, I went to Fort Myers High School in Fort Myers, Florida. Out of high school, I went to Florida Southern College up in Lakeland, Florida. Played 4 years for the FSC Mocs. Loved every second of it. It was a great experience. Right out of college, I got the opportunity to coach in the Northwoods League right after the season ended. So for me, going from, you know, player to coach that quickly was a little bit of an adjustment for me, especially early on. Right after that, I got the opportunity to coach with Juan Renero at Eckerd College for 2 years. And he got the head coaching job at Barry University. He asked me if I could come, and I said, when can I pack my bags? So I've been at Barry University for 3 years now, and it's a great experience. I love where I'm at. It's a great university, and you know, there's nothing bad I can say about it.
Yeah, no doubt. And you're probably in the best D2 conference in America, in my opinion. Competition's unbelievable with Tampa and the Mocs of Florida Southern and Nova and you guys and on. It's that conference is unbelievable. So,
absolutely.
You know, we have a few of our prospects on board with you now. And one of the first questions I wanted to ask you, I mean, we see each other all the time at Perfect Game tournaments and other tournaments. You guys hit the recruiting trail hard. When you're at an event, when you go there, do you have a certain number of people that have already been on your recruiting board that you've identified and you're going out there to kind of come and heard through sources to see if you're interested in that prospect?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I never go into an event, you know, blindfolded, I like to say. I have a list of, you know, 15 to 17 guys that I'm going to take a look at that tournament. And I'm going to really hone in and lock in those guys. Now, how I get to those guys, I get those guys' names on my desk. There's multiple ways, you know. Sometimes I have a pretty good relationship with some high school coaches around the area, and they'll reach out to me and say, hey, listen, take a look at this guy and tell me what you think. I think he could play for you. In other instances, you know, recruiting networks and, you know, coaches, we all talk and we have a really, really good relationship. And Chris, you know, you're absolutely part of that, where if we have a need, so for example, you know, we're looking for a catcher right now. I have, basically, if I have 15 guys, I have 12 catchers I want to look at because I want to find the right fit that's for us. And the more resources that I can use and the more people I can talk to, you know, because going to an event and trying to pick out a guy in a game at one time, it is really, really hard to do. And more times than often, you're going to miss.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when we were up at Lake Point, there were over 3,500 players in that event. And, you know, kids will see – you know, Barry University walk by or Tennessee or whoever and, you know, think to themselves, hey, they're here to see me. And as we know, that's just not the case unless they've been identified and they're on your board.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, another question I got for you, like this weekend's the sophomore underclass world championship in Fort Myers, and there'd be hundreds of kids there. But when you're at an event in general, in your opinion, what percentage of those kids, let's say we have 1,000 kids in a tournament, and in your opinion, what percentage of those kids, ballpark figure, have the projectability to play, you know, in the Sunshine State Conference, the D2 Conference in Florida?
Yeah, you know, the Sunshine State Conference is unbelievably competitive. It's not for everyone. Don't let that fool you, because the conference and the talent we play against and we have is remarkable. So if I go to a tournament, how many of those kids can play in the conference? I would say percentage wise, you know, let's say it's, I would say 20%, because I hold our team and our conference at a very high standard. You know, there are guys that are talented, but they're just not at the level that I need them to be at in order to be on my team, and I'm sure schools in the conference have the exact same thing going on in their programs. It's very, very competitive from a recruiting standpoint in our conference. You know, I feel like every every tournament I go to, I'm fighting someone from our conference for one kid. And at the end of the day, it's, you know, obviously it's what's best for the kid, but you know, you want that kid for the majority to be on your team because he's special. And I myself, I hold our recruiting, you know, handbook. I put it at the highest level. I want to make sure I get the best recruits. I want to get the best players. I want to get the best people on my team.
Absolutely. And as you know, you're from Fort Myers and are a native Floridian and have played with hundreds or thousands of kids through this process. And unfortunately, one of the things that we deal with is what I call Florida-itis and D1-itis with kids, which is unfortunately bred into them by playing showcase tournaments where they all think they can play at that level. That's just not true. I mean, can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the best luxuries that we have at Division II is we're able to have potential athletes work out with the team for us for 2 hours. So, you know, right now we started practice in October, October 1st, I believe. And what we'll do is I've had three guys so far come out, catchers, they're all catchers. I wanted them to come out. What we do is we work them out with our team because, you know, at first people think, okay, Division II, you know, I might settle for that. But then when they come and work out and we throw them in the inner squad and we got a guy who's just starting the throwing program and is just feeling good and he's at, you know, 87, 89, their eyes open up a little bit. And when they see the competition around them, I feel like it's a really good, you know, reality gut check for them because, again, we hold ourselves at a very, very high level. We expect nothing but, you know, perfection from our guys. We want to play at the highest level, whether it's a practice, inner squad, if it's individuals or a game, we want to hold ourselves at the highest level.
Absolutely. What are some red flags that pop up for you when you're looking at a kid that you might be interested in, but he does something that just, you know, sets up a red flag for you? What are some of those things that?
Yes. The biggest one for me is hustle. I mean, you don't have to be talented to hustle. The most talented kid and the least talented kid can both hustle at the same rate. If I see a kid, you know, where I know he's a 6'8" runner and he's playing right field and they're in the third base dugout and it takes him, you know, 20 seconds to get to his position between innings, something, you know, that concerns me a little bit because I want a baseball player that goes hard in and out, you know, plays the game at a faster pace. But yeah, I would say hustle is definitely the biggest red flag for me. A few other red flags are, you know, I like to, when I go to events, I like to, you know, be around the dugout because I want to hear what the guys are talking about in between innings. And if guys are talking about girlfriends or what happened the past weekend during a game, for me, that's another red flag because if the game's going on, we got to be locked in. We got to be trying to figure out how we can, you know, perform at a high level during that game, not worried about things that are outside the baseball field. So, you know, those are my two things that I look for. You know, I mean, there's multiple red flags, but things that kind of can make a decision go one way or the other are definitely those two topics.
One of the things, you know, I tell my prospects is that if you're fortunate enough to get on a recruiting board for a school, whether it's you or a D1 JUCO or a D3 or whatever the case may be, you know, a coach is more looking at a reason not to recruit you than to actually recruit you. How do you feel about that?
I agree with that. You know, once you have an idea as a recruiting coordinator and you have an idea who you want and, you know, you do those last final, I call them checks, where you know you want the kid, you know he's talented. You got to go to a few more tournaments just to really put your mind at ease and then you don't have to worry about it anymore. So at that point, you know, once you're on that board, just – I just need guys to do things the right way. You know, I don't need guys to be who they're not. I need those guys to exactly how you put it. I need them to make sure that I don't check them off my board because they're already on it. You know, I don't want them to lose a spot or a scholarship because of doing something stupid, you know, or not hustling or, you know, there's things that that go on. There's a bunch of intangibles in baseball that you have to do in order to be a successful baseball player. And if you just stay the course and you do things the right way, then more likely than not, you're going to get a college scholarship somewhere.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, as you know, gamers are hard to find, guys that are gritty and are in it 27 outs. And those guys, if they just play and be themselves for nine innings or seven innings, whatever the case might be, you know, they're going to set themselves ahead of others that might be more talented but aren't a gamer or a gritty kind of guy.
Yep, absolutely.
One more question, Jimmy, and then I'll let you go. I know you're busy today, but you have any advice for, you know, prospects? I mean, you've been through the process, obviously. Do you have any advice to help kids out there that want to play at the next level?
Absolutely. My advice is, you know, don't just have one tool. Right now, you know, we go to a lot of tournaments and events and everything, and guys, they all have one really good tool. You know, what we look for, I love multi-sport athletes. I love guys that can do something else other than run fast or throw a ball hard or just hit. You know, a lot of kids, you know, I don't understand what's going on, but a lot of kids love to hit and not a lot of kids love to field the ground ball. So once you perfect one tool, move to the next one while also obviously maintaining the last tool, but see how many tools you can make great. And whatever your tool is, you know, if you're at a perfect game tournament, Fort Myers, and you know, obviously the coaches go talk to your coach and we're talking, whatever your best tool is to make you stand out, do that in between games and in before the game so that maybe you'll catch someone's eye, because you never know who's looking. You know, I bounce around from field to field, and I'm there for, you know, let's say 12 minutes, and I'm down to the next one. I'm going to come back. You know, it just takes that one set of eyes to look at you and to spot something and say, wow, that kid could be special. So always, always be mindful and understand that there's always going to be someone watching, even if you're at a high school practice.
Absolutely. You never know.
If...
Yep.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Jimmy, I think I'll probably see you out there in Fort Myers this weekend. But I appreciate your time. And everyone, hopefully you got a lot out of this conversation. And we'll be developing further podcasts down the road. Jimmy, have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.